Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Peter. What are you doing here in the library? I often come to the reading room, but I have never seen you here before.
Hello, Jane. That's right. You could not have possibly seen me here. I come round to change my books or look through some journals now and then during the term time, but that is it. The end of the term is different, of course.
Why so?
Well, you know, the exams are coming, and I'm getting a bit nervous.
Have you missed many classes, then?
Not many, really. But the fact is that I did just the bare minimum, even for my major. There's a lot of information which went over my head completely. My groupmates have lent me their notes, but they are of very little use. They are really brief, as a rule, so I cannot make out a single thing of them.
So, you have missed not classes, but opportunities, if I can put it this way.
I guess you can. Do you think I will be able to catch up with the rest of the group? I doubt it. I have been using my computer much to put all the information in proper schemes and tables, but that does not seem to be helping much.
It is totally up to you. If you are determined to succeed, you will have to spend days and nights with books and your computer.
What worries me is the language course. It seems totally impossible.
Yes, that will be the most difficult one for you. You simply cannot expect to take in all the words and grammar rules in just a few nights.
Do you think I'll fail it then?
Peter, be more optimistic. If the teacher sees you have tried to do at least something, she will appreciate it, I am sure.
Thank you, Jane. You're such a good friend. How about you? Are you ready for your exams? I bet you are.
Actually, I am not so sure about literature. I think I am on the teacher's blacklist for not meeting deadlines with some of the essays.
You'll pass. Don't worry.
Well, let us hope for the best.